بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد سيدنا جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أي companion أي صحابي رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that we used to recite Allahu Akbar upon every high place and Subhanallah when descending. Jabir رضي الله تعالى عنه is saying that we, that is the Sahaba رضوانullahi تعالى عليه مجمعين, used to recite Allahu Akbar when ascending a high place, when ascending from a lower place towards a higher place. And we used to say Subhanallah when descending from a higher place towards a lower place. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma narrates that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Sahaba, the companions radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, ascended any high place, they would recite Allahu Akbar. And when descending into any lower area, they would say Subhanallah. We learn from these two narrations, one reported by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala and the other reported by Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah ta'ala, that whenever we ascend, we should say Allahu Akbar. And whenever we descend, we should say Subhanallah. Now, during the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alihi majma'in and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they used to ascend or descend, it was whilst traveling from one place to another place, or it was whilst going from one place to another place. They did not have mansions and big palaces, big buildings. So going from one place to another place, going from one locality to another locality, going from one area to another area, if the ground was level, they would recite any dhikr that they desired. But whilst walking, if they had to ascend, if they had to go towards a higher place from a lower place, for example, a hilly area was encountered, and either you have to ascend or you have to descend, then during those moments when ascending, they would say Allahu Akbar, and when descending, they would say Subhanallah. Now when we ascend, we are at the academy, which is at the bottom of Burner Street. And Masjid-e-Noor is at the top of Burner Street. And Burner Street is a hilly street. So if we go from the Islamic Dawah Academy to Masjid-e-Noor, we are ascending. So we will say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Once is sufficient. But the more you say, the more better. And if we were to return from Masjid-e-Noor to the Islamic Dawah Academy, or come to the Islamic Dawah Academy from Masjid-e-Noor, we will be descending. So when we are descending, we should say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And the hikmah, the wisdom behind saying Allahu Akbar and Subhanallah is that when we are ascending, then we are seeing something great in front of us. We are right at the bottom of a hill. We are right at the bottom of a mountain. We are about to climb 30, 40, 50 steps to go on to the next floor. So what is in front of us looks big. And we feel very small because we are right at the bottom. So when we see something great in front of us, we remind ourselves that Allah is the greatest. So when we ascend, we remember the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this mountain is big, this mountain is great, this hill is big, this hill is great. This building is very tall, very high, very big, very great when we are climbing. But Allah is even more greater because He is the creator of all things. He is the creator of the universe. He is the creator of the sun, the moon, the heavens, the earth, the oceans. So whenever we come across something which is big, which is magnificent, which is great, which can overshadow us, then at that time we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We have been reminded over and over again through different teachings to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, focus on our spiritual life, focus on our taqwa and focus on the life hereafter. For example, when we perform wudu, after performing wudu, there is a masnoon dua. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin wa min al-mutatahhirin. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. نبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم says that the one who performs wudu and he performs wudu with perfection, making sure that he carries out the faraiz properly, the wajibat properly, he is also careful in regard to sunan, mustahabbat, adab, perfect wudu. And after performing wudu, he says, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin wa min al-mutatahirin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allahu wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Then all the 8 doors of Jannah are opened for such a person. Now in the first dua, first part of the dua, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin wa min al-mutatahirin. We have just performed wudu a few moments ago and we have purified ourselves. So we have purified the body. We have purified the body from the hukmi najasat. From the hukmi najasat. And hukmi najasat is of two types, akbar and asgar. For akbar, we have to perform wudu. For asgar, we have to perform ghusl. For asgar, we have to perform wudu. So if we become filthy, with akbar filth, akbar najasat, akbar impurity, the big impurity, then we have to perform ghusl in order to become pure and clean again. And if we become impure due to the minor impurity, hadasi asgar, then we perform wudu. So in hadasi akbar, if we perform ghusl, we become pure. In hadasi asgar, if we perform wudu, we become pure. And because we are performing wudu, we are intending to perform ibadah. And for ibadah to be valid, especially salat, our body has to be pure from all impurities, from hukmi impurities and from hakiki impurities. So when a person is performing wudu, then that is a sign that his body is clean from the hakiki impurities, like blood, urine. Otherwise he would not have performed wudu. So his body is pure from hakiki impurities. And if he is performing wudu to carry out an ibadat, that is also a sign that he is pure from the hukmi impurity, from the major hukmi impurity, which is the need for ghusl. And now he has performed wudu, so his body, his outer, has become completely pure and clean from every filth. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that when your body has become pure, you make this dua. Allahumma ja'alni minat tawwabin. O Allah, make me from amongst those people who repent. Wa min al-mutatahirin, and make me from amongst those people who become pure, who become clean. But we are already clean. As I said earlier, our deen teaches us on every step to focus towards Allah, to focus towards the life hereafter. When our outer has become pure, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by teaching us this dua, is encouraging us to focus towards the inner self. Because when the inner self is filthy, the only thing that can make the inner self pure is tawbah. So we are saying, Allahumma ja'alni minat tawwabin, O Allah, make me from amongst those people who repent. So who repent and who make their inner self pure. And wa min al-mutatahirin, make me from amongst those people who are clean, who are pure. But we are already pure. There is no hadasi akbar, there is no hadasi asgar, there is no hukmi impurity, there is no hakiki impurity. Here, mutatahirin, taharat, means the taharat of the inner self. So Allah, make me from amongst those people who repent, so that the filth of the heart can be washed away. And O Allah, make me from amongst those people who will remain pure as far as the inner self is concerned by abstaining from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and evil traits of the heart. So even in this masnun dua, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, we are taught to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there can be so many great things, but nothing can be greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And when we are descending, then when a person descends, that means a person is becoming low. He is lowering himself. When we are climbing down the hill, we are lowering ourselves. So degeneration comes in mind. Demotion comes in our minds. So at that time again we focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we declare that everything can go up and come down. Everything can acquire success and thereafter fail. Every person can acquire honor and thereafter become disgrace. Subhanallah. Allah is pure from this. Allah is pure. Allah most high will always remain high. So, we need to, when we are ascending, say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When we are descending, say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Now, in this day and age, we need to pay attention. Because when we are going from one place to another place, we can be ascending, we can be descending, but we will not realize. Similarly, when we are in shopping center, when we go to the hospital, when we go to visit somebody and he is on the second floor, third floor, fourth floor. So when we are climbing steps, we should say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And when we are coming down the steps, we should say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So if we come across a steep whilst walking in the streets, we should remember Subhanallah and Allahu Akbar. If we are ascending, Allahu Akbar. If we are descending, Subhanallah. When we go to somebody's house, when we go to visit somebody, when we go into a building and when we are climbing steps, again, Subhanallah and Allahu Akbar. Ascending, Allahu Akbar. Descending, Subhanallah. When we are traveling in a vehicle, this is where we will not be able to realize that we are ascending and we are descending. So even on the motorway, when our car is ascending, we should say Allahu Akbar. When our car is descending, we should say Subhanallah. And even when we are traveling by an aeroplane, when it takes off, we should say Allahu Akbar. Because it is ascending. And when it is landing, it is descending, so we should say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Even in lifts and elevators, we should not forget this dua. When the elevator is ascending, we should say Allahu Akbar. When the elevator is descending, we should say Subhanallah. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to remember Allah the way our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to remember him in appropriate places. Similar will be the case with escalators. When we are ascending, Allahu Akbar. When we are descending, Subhanallah. So this is, these are two sunnats of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which we can apply in our day-to-day life. And acquire immense reward, acquire immense barakat, acquire the pleasure of Allah, acquire the pleasure of His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.